The church is growing in countries of particular concern. Christians will gather to pray for persecuted believers this weekend, and the family is the focus of Christian satellite television in the Middle East and North Africa. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Burma, China, Eritrea, Iran, North Korea, Saudi Arabia, Sudan, and Vietnam all are countries the United States is calling countries of particular concern. It's part of the State Department's 2005 International Freedom Report. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says the report, required under U.S. law, allows the government to
sanction some of these countries as a way of kind of influencing them towards more freedom of religion. Only Eritrea has been sanctioned in the last year. Interesting, because Eritrea has probably the least economic value to the United States.
Nettleton says, however, that there's good news going on in all of these nations spiritually.
These are countries where the church is growing. Is it the persecution that helps the church grow, or is it the fact that the church is growing that leads to more persecution?
These are places where Christians are locked up, beaten, and sometimes killed for their faith in Christ. Nettleton says we need to think of them as countries of particular prayer. Meanwhile, Mission Network News will be remembering the 200 million suffering Christians in more than 60 nations this Sunday. It's the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. For the third year in a row, we'll be remembering and praying for them on the MNN IDOP radio broadcast. It'll be aired in at least five nations on more than 350 radio stations, featuring Brother Andrew of Open Doors and praying Christians from the Middle East, Ukraine, Sudan, and India. Contact this station for airtimes. You're listening to Mission Network News. Family values are under attack. It's an argument familiar to many, but this time it's happening in the Middle East. In response, Sat7's Debbie Brink says they're launching their 2006 Year of the Family campaign. Brink explains.
The family in the Middle East is a very important part of society, and it's been affected by media from the West in a very negative way. So the things that have been eroding our families over the last decades are beginning to erode the family of the Middle East as well.
It's a partnership in association with Bible societies in the Middle East. Brink says their Christian message emphasizes the role of the family in today's world. That means
we're concentrating our programming this next year on several different blocks of viewers, children, youth, women.
Sat7 is also working with churches to help reinforce the Christian values in the home life. Meanwhile, natural disasters continue to plague the headlines, with the end result being a sort of global desensitization. But Bible Pathway Ministries' Rita Guerrera says this is a good time to reach out to the survivors with the hope of Christ. In fact, the trauma tends to cause a spike in their resource requests because people are asking the right questions.
Between the mudslides, the fires, the famine, the train accidents, the bomb blasts, people are saying, well, you think this is the end time? You know, we can't say that because the Bible says of that day and hour, no man knoweth, not even the angels in heaven, but my Father only. All we do know is that God just keeps opening up these doors and these requests just keep pouring in.
Guerrera says because of the spike in requests, they need help.
A new Bible costs $5 and we get new and used ones and we appeal for both because they don't care. And a lot of the letters even say, you know, we'll take your used books. We don't care. They'll say, we'll take old Bible Pathways. The message is the same out of the scripture.
And seven compassion-assisted neighborhoods in East India are focusing on safety as children play. For children, play is helpful for growth. There are nearly 1,200 children attending their centers in and around Kolkata, one of India's most neglected regions. Church partners for these seven communities are putting in some security measures to ensure safety in these play areas. It's a hands-on ministry that shows the love of Christ to those who may not otherwise understand it. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book For the Love of My Brothers by founder of Open Doors, Brother Andrew, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. In this inspiring book, Brother Andrew presents stories about his continuing work among the suffering church. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.